You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
It is time for a trending report. Good news, bad news. Good news is the snow has blanketed the major wildfires in Colorado. And for the first time in a while, the flames are actually out. But here's the bad news. Maybe temporary, because they're talking about, Jeremy, the hot spots that are still lying underneath the snow.
Yeah, could still flare up.
It doesn't put the fire out altogether. The flames maybe have been tamped down.
Mm-hmm. It insulates it, actually. Makes it still heat under there, yeah.
So, right, for at least for the time being, though, some of the firefighters who have been working nonstop for weeks get a little bit of a break. But they're probably going to be right back at it when the snow melts, because look, mm-hmm. I mean, you know, sun's out today.
Yeah, and we're going to pop back up this weekend. And
yeah, exactly. So at least it was temporary relief, and maybe they can get a handle on it because of Mother Nature. I hope so. Today is October 28th. That means within the next 2 months, 15% of people plan to quit their job. I wonder what that number is. I wonder if every year, when you start getting into fall, October, November, if people start wanting to get a fresh start.
Or yeah, I wonder if starting the year fresh
is just something different.
Maybe. You think you'd want to hold on to your job right now. You know?
Right.
So much unemployment and everyone's clamoring to get a job.
15% say they want to quit by the end of the year. There's a 13% group of people who say every single day of their lives they think about quitting their job.
Josh.
Josh will never have it as good as he has it right now.
Right.
Working for this show.
He's got a cake job right now.
Go ask all of our former producers, and they're all like,
I wish we could come back.
I never should have left. They asked people what were the primary reasons why they're thinking about quitting. Money was number one, and an unpleasant work environment was number two, followed by a bad boss.
All right. Yeah. All legit, I guess.
So that's going on. And then the last thing I have for you that I really like this. It's this new trend that's going around about eating breakfast, not what you eat to improve your health, but how you eat it. And what they're saying is the key is to eat it in silence. And you might be saying, what does that mean? Well, it means that a lot of times, we get our breakfast and then we turn on like a morning news show, or we turn on
Phones. We're scrolling on our phone while we eat.
Or going through your phones, because in a way, that's still not silence, because you're hearing other people's voices in a way.
Yeah.
Going through them. They're like, kind of in a way like meditation or yoga, but you take your breakfast and you just shut out the rest of the world and you just concentrate for those 15 minutes or whatever, just enjoying your breakfast and
crunching.
being mindful of it. And they say this will lower your heart rate, it will lower your blood pressure, and it will lower levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone.
You might also realize that you make noise while you eat. I noticed this a couple weeks ago when I was sitting at home alone eating something, and I caught myself going,
you'd be obnoxious to eat with.
It's like, do I do this on a regular basis?
That's horrible. You can actually do this at any meal, but they recommend breakfast because they say it sets you up for the rest of the day.
Sure.
You know, gets you in the right mindset. It's kind of meditation-like,
Namaste.
But it's not meditation.
Namaste.
Quiet breakfast. I'm in favor.
French toast day. Namaste.
What else is trending?
Oh my goodness, it's National Black Cat Day today. We have a black cat hanging around our house. I keep going outside, and he's, like, laying under a car, or he's, like, on the fence, and he's just always watching me. So I don't know what that's about. It's just all of a sudden he appeared. No idea who he belongs to.
He doesn't.
I do a lot of... Do a lot of that to him.
Why don't you just make the sounds you make while you're eating? That'll scare him off.
This is a problem that we can all relate to. A lot of rich people are apparently buying waterfront homes down in Florida just because they need a place to park their yachts. You know, we've talked about this before on the trending report, that boat sales have surged during the pandemic. So there's a shortage of slips out there in Florida to store your boat when you're not using it, or your yacht. So they're like, Buffy, we need to buy a waterfront home for our yacht. So they're buying houses to park their yachts in front of them. Rich people problems, right?
Do you want a yacht?
No, I do not. I don't want a boat of any sort.
I thought you were leaning towards wanting one. Is that
no? My brother-in-law has a boat, so if we ever want to go out and get in the water, then we can just borrow it or go out with him. No boats.
I had this conversation with Gretch because she was talking about, you know, we do that thing if you ever won the lotto or all that other stuff.
Yeah. Which,
she was talking about, you know, getting a, you know, fancy yacht. And I said, I wouldn't do that because then you've got to keep up with it all the time. If you've got that kind of money, you just rent a boat like that when you need it.
Exactly.
Say, I need a yacht for about 2 weeks.
Yep.
And pay whatever, and then you give it back to them, and they got to put up with everything else.
Yep, the maintenance.
Listen to us talking like you and I are ever going to have a yacht.
I would never buy a yacht. Although some of them, I mean, they're impressive. They're impressive boats.
Absolutely,
I mean, they're very cool.
They are. And I wouldn't mind taking one of those vacations in the Caribbean or the Mediterranean where you spend about a week or 10 days on one.
Yeah.
And you hire a cook who comes along with you, and they prepare all your meals.
Yeah.
You got staff.
You go down underneath there. And,
see, I
would
like
that.
Let's move on.
Funny Instagram account popping up today. The account is called Miserable Men. So I believe that's all you search on IG is Miserable Men. And there is a bunch of pictures of men looking bored and falling asleep, all on shopping trips. It's a lot of really old men asleep in chairs.
Okay.
That's what they should have named it, asleep in chairs. But it is kind of playing off the cliche that men, you know, or is it a cliche or a stereotype? All men fall asleep, you know, while their significant others are shopping because it's so boring. Anyway, they're getting close to 400,000 followers on it, so it's really popping. This is kind of a big deal for Drake. Drake is in the news this morning. He is trending because he had a birthday party for himself. How sad is that? Over the weekend, and somebody got a hold of the menu from the birthday party, and they posted it online. And now the internet is freaking out because on the menu was mac and cheese. But then they were stuffing the mac and cheese with sun-dried tomatoes, capers, parsley, and raisins. And now the internet's like, what the what? Why are you ruining perfectly good mac and cheese by shoving raisins in it? One of the worst foods on the planet.
I was trying to think of those other ingredients, too, because you lost me at raisins.
Like the sun-dried tomato would be good.
Maybe. Capers, maybe.
A little parsley on top. Yeah, whatever. Makes it kind of fancy. But then raisins, all chewy, with the squishy noodles. It's a weird texture explosion in my mouth.
Yeah, I don't need that.
I don't need that at all.
You and I would trade all of that for just a
I don't
nice
want that. I don't want raisins, and I don't want a yacht.
The people who are on yachts are the ones eating raisins
jerks.
In their mac and cheese.
Bunch of jerks.
And they give it some sort of French name.
Yeah. One final thing. This is pretty funny. This is kind of fancy, too. There's a grocery store chain out in San Francisco called Buyrite, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
They're selling bouquets of organic fall leaves. So basically, you're going into the flower section, and they've got a little flower thing wrapped up, but it's just full of leaves.
It's a bag of leaves.
It's a bag of leaves. Red, orange, yellow leaves. $15 if you want to go in and buy some fall leaves at this
grocery
store.
There's one born every minute,
no
Jeremy.
No joke. All right, hit me with that clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Check out this real estate listing that I posted on there. It's from Kentucky. It's gone viral because they have one of those 3D tours on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of really strange features in this house, Dom, like a giant storage warehouse within the house, two side-by-side toilets, which is actually quite romantic,
Shut up.
An entire room that's a shower, which I'm not real mad at that. It looks kind of like a locker room, I guess.
I told you about
that. I'd like a room shower.
That restaurant out in Lakewood that has one of the rest, there's a restaurant and has one of their restrooms has side by side toilets, no partition
it's
between
cute.
Them. It's just two sitting there side by side.
Not for you.
Not
no,
for me.
Not for me. All right, it's on our Facebook. Check it out. Search Dom and Jeremy.